Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
Cornelius Smith Jr. I'm playing Frederick Douglass in the world premiere of American Prophet.
And it is at Arena Stage now through August 28th. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so obviously this is the Frederick Douglass story. Tell me, I guess, I mean, he almost needs no introduction, but tell us like the general premise of the play. Like, you know, how much of his life story are we childhood to you know, birth to death, or what, you know, how much do we cover here?
Yeah, it's interesting. When we think about Frederick Douglass, we think of the older statesman with the white hair and the white beard. And we're actually focused on the earlier parts of his life, maybe his mid to late 30s. So a young man kind of just really beginning to figure out who he is and kind of beginning his journey. So getting deep inside of the mindset. And we also focus and talk about and share the story of Anna Douglass, his wife, because if there was no Anna, there would be no Frederick. So we really tell this love story between the two, and obviously focusing on Frederick Douglass's journey at that point in his life.
Awesome. Well, I know that, you know, the show itself, like you're saying, focuses more on his, I don't know, young adulthood into middle age, kind of, you know, the middle sort of period. But remind our listeners really quick, sort of even before that, I mean, we have a local connection because, you know, he was enslaved in Maryland and escaped bondage right here in our area.
Yeah. It's crazy to think about, and also just really interesting to kind of be able to tell his story in a city, in a town where he actually lived, where he actually walked the streets. Frederick Douglass has traveled the world, but as you know, Maryland, D.C., this is home for him. And so it really takes on kind of a different impact and a different feeling, and then being able to just, you know, tell the story. I personally have not been to DC for an extended amount of time. So this is by far, I think, the longest that I've been here to really get a vibe and really get a feel for the community here. And it's a special place, rich with history. And again, just really super excited to be able to kind of tell this story specifically in DC, because this was Frederick Douglass's home and stomping grounds.
Absolutely. Yeah. The idea that he, you know, he came out of slavery here and then came back to, you know, create so much change in the same area where he, you know, he and his ancestors were once a slave. It's one of the most powerful stories ever. I'll never forget, you know, in college reading the narrative of the life of Frederick Douglass, an American slave, you know, his autobiography he wrote. And then, of course, there was My Bondage and My Freedom, his second one. I guess it was 1845 and 1855. So where does the Arena Stage show pick up? Is it right during those? I know he wrote Life and Times of Frederick Douglass as well. There's a lot of autobiographies, but do you know where in that chronology the play starts?
You know, the play does a good job of kind of bouncing around. And so it doesn't necessarily, we're kind of going in order, but we're kind of bouncing around from different periods and different speeches. So I think, you know, we're starting maybe in the 1830s-ish, I want to say, and working our way up from there.
Awesome. All right. So describe his journey from 1830s-ish on as shown in the play itself. You mentioned his wife is a big part, but, you know, what sort of, you know, as a play, as a text, like a character arc that you're playing as this character, what would be sort of his character arc, you know, from the beginning of the Arena Stage show to the end?
I would say, you know, we start off with him. I would say we start off just with Frederick kind of basically being enslaved, if for lack of a better word. I mean, we're not going deep into that, but obviously we start off him kind of being a slave, and we get to know some information about his mother and his grandmother. He was raised by his grandmother and, you know, not allowed to see his mother when he was born. So he had very little time with his actual mother. And then he gets, you know, he gets moved off to the plantation, and he goes from plantation, and he goes to kind of Baltimore, and he gets sent back to the plantation. And that's when he kind of has the encounter with with his master at the time, where he fought his master. Basically, he fought back. It was kind of the first time that he fought back against his master, and they sent him from there. They sent him back to Baltimore, and we kind of go from there, where he meets Anna, and she helps him. See, Anna actually helped him escape from slavery from the beginning. There's this really lovely moment where I learned that Anna was a seamstress. And so she actually sewed a sailor's attire for Frederick to actually, you know, disguise himself and get away. Wow. And so they kind of get away, and, you know, they find themselves in New York. They legally marry. And it's basically, you know, he gives his first speech and kind of gets discovered, if you will, and starts to kind of travel. And we see the different speeches and different opportunities, and also get to recognize really the level of sacrifice that he has to make in order to kind of carry out this campaign, if you will, for freedom. And also the sacrifices that Anna, his wife, has to make as well in supporting him. I mean, you know, traveling the world now is different from traveling the world back then. So if he was taking trips, he could be gone for months at a time, and leaving Anna at home to kind of take care of everything. And she handled the finances, like she handled all of Frederick's stuff. You know, she made his clothes. She made sure he was kept, obviously fed and took care of the kids. But, you know, behind every great man is an even greater, and behind every great man is a greater queen, I'll say. And so, you know, her importance to Frederick is really pivotal. And so we get to really experience their love story, but also all the struggles and the hardships that put on him personally and their relationship, as he kind of continues it's a fight as he picks up this fight, as he kind of continues to battle for justice, humanity, and liberty throughout the years.
That's so awesome. And talk about how I'm sure your show, just because I can see, you know, the cast list and who's playing who. I know I see there's people playing Abraham Lincoln and Mary Todd Lincoln. So I assume the show deals with his pair of historic White House meetings with the president. I know, what was it? Ford's Theater. We interviewed Craig Wallace while back. They did a show called Necessary Sacrifices. It was all about Douglas Lincoln meetings. Do you guys go into the Lincoln meetings, the White House stuff?
We do. We touch on it. We don't go in depth, but, you know, obviously in telling the story, it's a moment. I mean, he went to the White House, probably the first African-American to go to the White House and to meet with the president. And so, yeah, we touch on that. And we have a scene or two where we actually see the first time he goes to the White House and has that conversation with Lincoln. And then also, too, we get a feel of the residual frustration of that conversation. You know, they ended up kind of being great friends to one another, but, you know, their ideas of what needed to happen, when, where, and how were still different. And so they weren't necessarily on the same page. It took some time. And so, you know, we sense that, we get a feel for that, that relationship and that tug of war throughout the play. Not throughout the play, but we deal with that in the play, that sense of tug of war.
Awesome. Well, we mentioned, I briefly mentioned the idea of, you know, your fellow castmates. So dish on your castmates. Who plays, you know, Frederick Douglass's wife? Why is it so great working with her? And you know, and any other co-stars you want to dish on, you know?
Yeah, sure. No, my wife is playing Frederick Douglass's wife. Anna Douglass is Crystalyn Lloyd. And she is very, very lovely to work with. I met Crystalyn years ago. Before this production even happened, we met briefly. And so it's just been really kind of a full circle moment to be able to kind of come back and join with her and be working on the stage, doing a musical. I've always wanted to do a musical. This is my first, and so I'm really, really excited and feel really lucky to be able to have such other seasoned veterans around me, like Crystalline. So I learn a lot from her every day. She has great energy. She's a superb talent, doing a great job, I think, of breathing life into Anna Douglas. Because, you know, Anna is somebody who doesn't get talked about in the history books. Like, I didn't even know. I mean, sadly to say, I didn't know anything about Anna, which
Right.
goes to my point that she's not talked about, but she's this huge part of his life, and a huge reason for his success. Again, if there is no Anna, there would be no Frederick. So it's been really lovely to see how Crystalline has breathed life into this character. And you know, we both, I think, take pleasure in letting our imaginations kind of connect with who we think these individuals are. Because, you know, as famous as Frederick Douglass was, there were no video cameras and no audio recordings. So, you know, we don't know what he sounds like. There's just writings of what he sounds like, people describing how he sounds. And the same I would say, you know, for Anna, she's somebody who, for lack of a better word, has just been omitted from the history books. And so we really want to do a service and do justice to the Douglas family in really telling the full spectrum of the story of who Anna was to Frederick, to the movement. It's my understanding that I didn't know, you know, Anna also helped with the Underground Railroad. Like, she helped free slaves as well too. She was a part of that when Frederick was off giving speeches. Anna was at home, you know, putting in work, for lack of a better word. She was at home helping people out, hiding slaves, freeing them, giving them food to eat, all sorts of things that, you know, that I had no idea was a part of, that I had no idea that she was doing when I hear the story of Frederick Douglass, because so much emphasis and focus is always focused on the man. But again, behind every man is a great queen. And we're just super excited to be able to tell both of their stories.
I love that you're elevating Anna's story, and like you said, she was putting in the work. Like, what do they say in Hamilton? Work, work. All
Yes.
men are
Work,
created equal,
work.
but we put what we. I'm gonna tell them to include women in the sequel. All right, well, that's a good
Look at
segue into
there.
that. That is a good segue to the idea of a musical. Like you mentioned, this is a musical. We don't often get to see a Frederick Douglass story, let alone a musical. So, take me into mention some of the songs. Like, is there a song title or two you can sort of highlight for us?
Sure. I mean, I also have to mention that the music was written by our Grammy winner, Marcus Hummin. And when I first got introduced to the project, the music is really what grabbed me. It's so visceral. Marcus is really, I mean, he's Marcus Hummin. He has his own style. He has his own vibe. He's had his own pulse to the music and how we tell this story. I have a lot of songs. I mean, it's one of those musicals for me, and I know that I'm biased because I'm in it and I've been listening to the music, but every single song is special, and I connect to in a different way. We have a couple of my favorites. I mean, all my favorites. What Does Freedom Look Like? That's the song that I start the play with just Frederick there. A song just kind of really asking the question. And it's interesting when we talk about what does freedom look like, as we are, it seems that we're losing freedoms today, for women's rights and everything that's kind of going on. So we're, you know, that song investigates what does freedom look like? What does it sound like? How does it move? Like, what is freedom? And I think that's a really fascinating question, that Frederick goes throughout the play to discover. But you know, when we look at today, it's also fascinating that the things that Frederick is contemplating and dealing with, you can actually fast forward and have that be really relevant in today's world. Some of the speeches and some of the songs, you know, are talking about things that were going on in the 1800s, but you know, they could be talking about things that happened this morning as of today. And so in that way, when you make the connection from the past to the present, It's just really shocking and makes it all that more relevant and moving. Another song that we have in there is "We Need a Fire." And it's literally, you know, as you mentioned before, I don't know if you mentioned this, but about 80 to 90% of the words that I speak in the play are actually Frederick Douglass's words. They were either from an article, from a letter, or from a speech that he wrote or said. And so Marcus found a beautiful way to take, I believe it's from his 4th of July speech, when he says, "It is not the light that we need, but fire. It's not the gentle shower that we need, but thunder. We need the storm, the whirlwind, and the earthquake." And so that speech right there, Marcus found a really beautiful way to put those words to song. And, you know, it's just moving. It goes kind of right through you. It really touches your heart. Just this idea of, I mean, one, knowing that they're Frederick Douglass's words, but just this idea that, you know, we need more. You know, we don't need the light. We need the fire to burn for people to get active, to engage, to activate, to really kind of take charge and get active in today's world, to really see the change that we all know, that we all deserve and have been fighting for so many years.
Oh, those sound, as you're talking about those song lyrics, it's giving me goosebumps. It's powerful. And I want to tell, you've mentioned Marcus Humann, and you mentioned that, you know, he's a Grammy winner, but I want to just remind our folks, I mean, he's from DC actually, but, the Grammy that he won was for, "Bless the Broken Road," which would later be covered famously, like number one on the country charts, by Rascal Flatts. And he also wrote "Cowboy Take Me Away" for the Dixie Chicks. So I guess they're just the Chicks now. But Marcus, you're dealing with a hit, you know, country songwriter doing a show about Frederick Douglass, a musical. Like, this is, come on, this should bring everyone together to see this.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy, the level of collaboration. And then our director, Charles Randolph Wright, they both collaborated on the script. Marcus did the music. We have a lovely musical composer in Joseph Joubert. I mean, this creative team is really superb and really all-star folks. And so it makes for a wonderful experience. It makes for a juicy kind of creative collaboration that I feel really blessed to kind of be a part of. And you're right, there's so many different elements kind of coming together where I think, I don't, you know, it's difficult for me not to see how people would not respond to this music, to these words, to just getting more insight to the life of Frederick Douglass. Because everything he did and every word that we know, that we have, it draws that type of response from us. It's so moving. It gives me goosebumps. And I'm, you know, I'm playing Frederick Douglass, and I have the honor of saying these words throughout rehearsal and in performances. And still today, they're very true. They're very relevant, and they're still very moving when you think about especially what's going on today.
Perfectly said. I guess, man, I can't wait to hear all these songs. I guess the only final piece that we haven't covered is sort of like the visual elements, you know, because Charles Randolph Wright is staging this thing. What give us a sense of what we see in terms of maybe like period costumes or even backdrops, you know, like what sort of visual elements are gonna come to life at Arena Stage?
Listen, we are going there. We are going there. I think it's a happy mix. I mean, it's not like a full set where we are like, you know, in an actual town, or, you know, there's not big pieces coming in, which is what I really, which I personally appreciate. And so the set is kind of stunning. And as I mentioned before, we're going in and out of time. And so I personally like it when, you know, you leave it to the actors to help create the world, as opposed to having a prop or something there. That just, for me, gives me a more It's more activating for the actor in terms of imagination, but also more activating for the audience kind of watching, because you're not necessarily spoon-fed every single detail. You're watching the actor kind of create this life and create this world within a world. The costumes are fire, are so fire. So you're gonna see, you know, you're gonna see the big gowns, the big dresses that they wore in that time. I mean, the interesting thing in that time is that people dressed, they got did up. And so sadly, what that means for our women in the show, they're adding what, an extra 40 pounds of just stuff, of just corsets, petticoats, gowns, these things, and they look beautiful. They look so gorgeous. And as well with the men, I mean, suits, vests, beautiful fabrics, beautiful details in terms of the fabrics that they use to make these vests for myself and just for other people in the play, the tailoring, the costume shop. I mean, everybody's doing a great job. All the wigs, I mean, it looks so kind of authentic as it should be, you know, to the period. And I think that's important to kind of bring a certain level of authenticity to what it is that we're doing. That really kind of helps to draw you in too.
Awesome. Well, it sounds great. Everyone, again, it's called American Prophet, Frederick Douglass in his own words. It'll be at Arena Stage now through August 28th, I guess. Before we run, just pretend I'm not even here and you're speaking directly to our listeners. Like, hey, everybody, come on out. Here's why you have a good time.
Okay. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your main man, Cornelius Smith Jr., and I'm playing Frederick Douglass in the world premiere of American Prophet. Listen, you want to come see this production. It's history. Come be a part of history and watch history. You're going to be entertained. You're going to learn new things that you never knew about Frederick Douglass, and you're going to be moved. So come on out, have a good time, laughs, get your heartstrings pulled, get your mind racing. That's what theater is about. And we look forward to sharing this beautiful production with you all very, very soon.
Awesome. Well, again, American Prophet Arena Stage now through August 28th. Thank you so much for joining us, Cornelius Smith Jr. This was a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man. This was awesome.
All right. Be well.
All right. Take care, man.
Bye.
Peace.